A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
And in Mind Your Business, we check out the SME sector here. After all, it powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our people. Now, Novaid leverages mobile technology to streamline construction site processes. They also have software solutions that replace the volumes of paperwork used in construction and property development projects. Now, what was the impetus for this and what made CEO Dennis Branthen quit Autodesk to found Novaid? Dennis joins us to give us the lowdown. Dennis, thanks for coming today.
Good morning.
So briefly explain how Novaid works. You're trying to go paperless, which is a good thing, obviously.
It is, right? I think it's the building and construction industry use a lot of paper.
So what how, though? One only think that the designs might need a lot of paper to begin with. Architects would need the huge floor plans.
You're right. Actually, there's a pretty big difference between design and construction. I would say today, design is mostly digitized with 2D or 3D models. But when you go on a construction site, you know, it's still very manual, a lot of checklists. That's where there's a big gap.
Tell us how Novaid works, how it helps out in this regard.
Well, we provide to our clients a digital mobile platform. With that platform, you can digitize processes and capture the data from sites. So that helps you to better understand how you operate. Example of processes could be, you know, management of quality, safety, maintenance, logistics, workforce. Yeah, so really help them to digitize all their processes on site.
And you can obviously look at it, mobile devices, etc.
Yeah,
there is
that's
no
right.
need for ratio.
Well, everything starts with a mobile app,
yeah.
In fact, right? So usually when we work with our clients, we go on site, we try to understand how they work. We analyze the processes, and based on that, we're going to deploy the application. This application is given to the operators in the field, you know, and basically with this mobile application, they can input information, access to it, validate, do checklists. That's really how it starts.
What was the impetus for Novaid? Were you seeing that people still were, look, man, we're in the dinosaur ages if you're still using paper here?
Yeah, it's so construction has been late in adopting digital technologies. It's one of the latest of all the industries. There are reasons for this, right? You know, it's very fragmented. It's very project-based. And most operations happen outside, which means for a long time, all these technological revolutions like internet were not really applicable for site operations. But I think what happened in the last few years is, you know, emergence of mobile technology, the fact that everybody has a smartphone now, including people on construction sites. And it's the idea, well, you know, if we can, everybody has a phone, maybe we'll be able to digitize their processes and use them. So this is really how it started 5 years ago.
Dennis, the going paperless for the construction sector, is it more specific and unique than other entities going paperless?
I think, you know, a good comparison is the manufacturing industry. So if you look at aerospace or automotive in the 90s, really there was a shift. You know, the design got digitized and very quickly the manufacturing plants also started to use technologies, digitizations and robots. And so before that, they were using a lot of paper, but when you start using robots and digital processes, you don't need to do this. That shift did not happen in the construction industry in the last 20 years. Again, it's because it's an industry where most operations outside, it was very difficult, you know, to just give computers, to put computers on the construction site servers. And again, the fact that now you have mobile technology makes it possible. Yeah. So it's not that they use more paper than manufacturing. It's just they've been using paper for a long time. And I think it's about time now that we can change that.
And I understand, Dennis, people were coming to you going, hey, do something, Dennis, help us out here in the construction sector.
That's right.
So drowning under the paper.
Yeah, actually, when we started 5 years ago, it was a very humble start, right? We had a small office in the center of Singapore in an industrial building, and we spent a lot of time going on sites, talking to clients, trying to understand what their issues were, right? So we really spent a lot of time to try to understand how the industry operates before we were able to put together some solutions for them.
So was it the chicken first or the egg first, you think, that people came to you with a problem or you thought, you know what, I see a problem, I'm going to try solve it?
Yeah, I think it's both. It's interesting, actually, the first example of process we put together was actually the handover, the management of the handover process in residential buildings. When I started, I didn't think I would start with this. But it's after discussing with a lot of real estate companies here and contractors, they told me, you know what? This is really a very challenging process, right? The handover. If you purchase a flat in the past, what happened is the day you take possession of the flat, the real estate company would probably give you the keys and a piece of paper. You go in the flat, and if there's anything wrong, you know, you write it down on a piece of paper, send it to the developer, contractors. It was very complex and frustrating to manage. What we did with Novaed is we put together in the hands of the homeowners an application. You know, they can go in the flat. If there's any issue, take a picture. They find the location and the description. The information goes to the real estate company, which approves it. If it's good, it goes to the contractor. The subcontractor has a mobile phone.
Everyone's on this platform.
In real time, you can see what's going on and update you. So it's a very good example where something that looks like a simple process, very complex to manage. And with mobile technology, you can really improve the way all of this is managed.
But how challenging was it to start, though, Novaed? You mentioned humble beginnings.
It was challenging. At the same time, it was all right. I think, 5 years ago, probably the challenge is not everybody yet had a mobile phone, so it was a little bit visionary. But at the same time, very early, I was able to engage with clients in the industry here in Singapore who wanted to try. And I have to thank them. You know, when you talk about innovation, it takes entrepreneurs and
someone has to buy in,
but
right?
Someone has to take the risk, faith, and say, okay, yeah. I can see the vision, and I'm going to take the risk with this small company and try to test it. And we found some clients who were ready to embark with us. Yeah, so that was very important.
So 5 years in, how is it now? Are there challenges you still face?
So I would say it's very different today, because what has dramatically changed is the notion that now all the large companies in the industry understand that digital transformation is a priority. It's very clear at the top of these companies. They know that it's both a risk and opportunity for them, right? So because they've seen what's going on in other industries and very likely, digital transformation could disrupt the industry. So they know, most companies, that they have to do something. So it's fairly easy to engage with those clients. And we've really shifted, the value we provide from just, developing apps to helping these companies to manage their digital transformation. That's really what we do today.
A lot of business owners we've talked to and industry experts as well say digitization is no longer a nice to have, it is a necessity. Yeah. What do you reckon? And in the construction sector, it's been slow to come on board to adopt technology. We're seeing a shift in that, Dennis, you think?
Yes, absolutely. We saw the shift. It really started first here in Singapore with the largest multinationals. But clearly, it's going to the SMEs. In fact, when I just now was mentioning, early clients, some of our early clients actually were, medium-sized contractors in Singapore who were, ready to embark with us and help us. I can, for instance, mention Waseng. Waseng is a local company which works with the Land Transport Authority. They were one of the first clients engaging with Novaed, and it's a company which really has a belief and a focus on safety. So they help us to, work together, develop an application that will work to improve the safety of the workers on construction sites. And we've grown with them. Okay. So clearly it's a good example where a local company with some vision and dedication, long-term vision, can make a difference. They've really achieved very good results on that front.
I hesitate to say not all SMEs might have that particular vision. Some feel as though digitizing means a huge capital outlay, but these days barriers to entry are very low.
That's
what
right.
Do you say to certain of these SMEs who still maybe think, I don't have the financial muscle like an MNC?
The barrier to entry was high 5 years ago because you had to buy a lot of hardware servers. But I think now with cloud and mobile, the mobile phones are available. All you have to do is just subscribe to a software. I mean, it's very affordable. And what is important, actually, you get very quick return on investment. With these systems, you can very quickly improve your productivity, quality, and safety. So it's a no-brainer. The challenge, in fact, is not technology. It's driving change. As much as if you are, an owner of a company, contractors or real estate companies, you clearly want to drive the digital transformation. The big question today is, how do you do it? How do you engage your team? How do you convince your teams and also your ecosystem, your subcontractors, to embark on a digital transformation? Because that requires a different way of working. And I would say that's probably the biggest challenge today for the industry.
Where's the biggest resistance coming from, Dennis, within this supply chain?
I think it's very difficult to point out the biggest resistance.
Whose fault it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes people think that older people are going to be more resistant to change.
Not entirely fair, a bit stereotypical.
Actually, I love to work with older people in the construction industry. Why? Because they've spent 20 or 30 years on sites and they've been frustrated.
For 20 often. Or 30
yes.
years?
It's like, my God, you know, why do we work this way? They really understand how things work. And when they start seeing that technology can help them, you know, to get things done, they're thinking, you know what, I still have two
Where
or three projects
been
to do.
All my
Before
life,
I
Dennis.
Go, I'm gonna get it done. So in fact, we love to work with experienced people. You know, they're usually the best agent of drive, as long as they're comfortable with the simplicity of the technology.
So again, 5 years in, Dennis, as CEO of Novaid, what is the challenge you face today?
Today, the challenge I face, I would say, is globalization. You know, we are a Singapore startup. But we operate now in 18 countries across the world. And for us, it's about scaling now. So it's scaling in Singapore, making sure we can address the needs and the requirements of the SME space, but also we are working on scaling the business globally. Singapore is a great place to get started, but it's not a very large market.
Yes, it's quite finite. Yeah,
that's right. And so we have the ambition to be one of the global player in that field. And so very quickly, we need to anchor our business in large markets. And these markets are Europe, China, and Japan. So we are very focused on expanding globally. Mm. So that's our challenge right now. That's what we're working on.
How was 2018 for Novaid?
It was a great year. It was a very good year. I would say, you know, from the beginning, all the years have been very good. So 2018 was for us a year where we really saw a strong pickup in adoption of the technology, and we started to go global, right? Today, the majority of our business actually is done outside of Singapore.
Mm. Yeah. What was the biggest help in terms of your outreach and awareness? Was it word of mouth? How else
yes,
did you get the word out there?
I'm an engineer. I like good products. So the first 5 years, we didn't do too much marketing. And we were very...
The good product speaks for
itself,
right?
We were very focused on doing good products. And I think the word of mouth worked really well.
So what do you expect in 2019? So world domination on the cards, obviously, Dennis.
No, I don't think we're ready for this. But no, I think it's a very exciting times because what I see in 19 and 20 is more and more shift from just being a software provider to a company that helps, you know, the industry to drive the digital transformation. We also see more and more value in the data which is captured. You know, we really started with digitizing the processes, but our largest clients start to realize that they record millions of data, and there's a lot of things we can do with this data. So ultimately,
the analytics of
that's
it?
That's right. So we are doing analytics. Very clearly, we're going to end up doing an artificial intelligence with construction. I think it's a matter of you know, probably one or two years we'll be able to do this, just because our clients collect a huge amount of data, and there's a lot of value in analyzing and using this data.
How do you foresee Novaid doing this? You'd need to expand your team, obviously.
Yes, we do. So we double the business every year. So we are
double the headcount?
Yes, we double the headcount every year, yes.
So Dennis Brethon is CEO of Novaid. You can check them out at novaid.net. That's Novaide.net, revolutionizing the construction processes in the construction industry. Dennis, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.